Our show starts with a change in the air. The Trump administration has ordered that airlines flying directly to the U.S. from 8 other countries must keep passengers from carrying many electronic devices with them. They'd have to check them in the plane's cargo hold instead. The countries affected: Egypt, Jordan, Kuwait, Morocco, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the United Arab Emirates. The devices affected: basically anything bigger than a smartphone. Laptops, cameras, tablets, DVD players, gaming systems. They'd have to be part of the passenger's checked luggage. Medical devices are still allowed. The reason for the ban: concerns about terrorism. The Trump administration says it believes part of the Al-Qaeda terrorist group is close to being able to hide certain explosives in electronic devices and that they'd use them to target airplanes. The restrictions do not apply to flight crews. The consequences: if the airports don't comply with the order within 96 hours, their planes will not be allowed to fly to the United States. The possible side effects: long security lines and flight delays, which occurred when similar restrictions were made in the past. American officials say the rules won't affect U.S. airlines because they don't fly directly to America from the 10 international airports in the named countries. After the restrictions were announced, the United Kingdom followed with its similar rules, though there are some differences in the countries included in the British restrictions.